Welcome to Millennials on the Move, and today we have a very special guest, and his business has a lot to do with something we all love. It's food. And I'm super excited, not because of the food, but because we have a new guest on our show, Kenny Lawrence. And, you know, tell us about yourself before we get into the business side of things.
Well, I'm 30 years old. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm a graduate of Florida A&M. Currently, I'm in, go Rattlers.
Right.
Currently, I'm enrolled in grad school at Florida International University. I'm studying hospitality management. I'm getting my master's in hospitality management. I have a beautiful daughter. She's 7 years old. She's the love of my life. I have an English bulldog named Bear. He is crazy. I love sports. Love the Dolphins. Love the Heat. I know everybody loves to hate on the Dolphins. I don't understand that. I don't see how you're from South Florida and you don't like the Dolphins. But those are some of my favorite sports teams. I enjoy art. I love going to art galleries. Definitely love fashion and clothes, so I'm more of like a creative, so that's really my stitch.
Okay, so everything sounds great, but you know I have to chime in with the whole Dolphin situation. I was gonna let it go, but I since this is, you know, I just couldn't, so I have to say Cowboys all day. We're not performing at our best at this moment. I just have to throw that in there, that is Cowboys all day, and we rival because we're usually at the bottom of the barrel, but at least the Cowboys make the playoffs.
I think our record's a little bit better
this right year. Now okay, since we're gonna stick to the present, yes, go Dolphins. I get it. Okay, and whatever, I'll give credit when it's due. So you know, I heard you talking about getting your master's in hospitality. So that brings us to your business, right? So what exactly is your business?
My business is called Food Friends Catering. It's a catering company. We specialize in elevated comfort foods. We also provide vending services for large-scale festivals, and even on a small scale, like if your church wanted to have vending services, we could provide that as well. It's really something that I started so that I could fulfill my dream of owning a restaurant. So I figured the best entry into the industry would be catering, because it's something that I don't necessarily have to have a brick and mortar establishment, but I can still build clientele and grow the business over time and then go into the restaurant.
Right. Food Friends Catering. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel like family has a lot to do with what's going on with this business, and also friends. So let's touch on who makes up this company and who helps out and who does what. Like what roles do you guys have?
Well, the main chefs are myself and my mom. She's the one who taught me how to cook. She's been the main influence for me wanting to be a chef. She's in classically trained, and neither am I, but our mission statement is basically make it taste good, no matter what it is. Like when I was younger, I would see her come home and take the scraps and then make something magnificent from it. So that kind of built in me, you know, taking simple ingredients and making quality food with it. But the company consists of myself, my mom, and then my sister, my little brother. My daughter's mom also helps sometimes. Just whenever I can pull family and friends together, you know, in this startup phase of growth, is basically what I've done as far as.
Right.
But a food tent is more like, it's specialized for like festivals.
Oh, okay.
Carnivals, okay. Where you're going to be in place for several hours.
Okay.
Serving whatever food items you're going to be serving.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's why we do a lot of vending at events.
Okay. Throughout your whole process, you know, starting it up, like what did it take to fund the tent and the catering? And, you know, did you have savings before you started? Like, was it difficult? Because I know you're LLC. So how did that process go for you? Like, was it smooth, or was it like it took you a couple of years to get this started?
That's a good question, because I feel like a lot of millennials who are starting businesses, the fear is that they don't have enough capital to do it. Really for me, it was just off of a small amount of savings and then like grind. Honestly, I was working for state government for a while, or after school, maybe for about 5 or 6 years. I was doing real estate investigations, and I just wasn't happy with that anymore. And so I decided to walk away from that job. And this is at a time, you know, where it was pretty scary for me. I lost my health care, my health insurance, and everything like that. So it was like, it was really taking that leap of faith. But it was just grind. Like, I did Uber.
Uber and Lyft.
And then any catering gig that I would get, I would basically just reinvest that money back into the company to like purchase more equipment, and look for more opportunities. So there's really no fear that you have to have about the funding side. It's just about how passionate you are about it, and that will elevate your growth. You don't really have to worry about the money, just take action.
Right. I think a really important thing that you said was you were afraid of, you know, stepping out essentially on, you have no foundation, right? So you're leaving this comfort of insecurity of a job, of health insurance that probably covered you and your daughter, if I'm not mistaken. So it's this whole idea of, you know, going after your dreams and making sure that they happen, right? So you have to do things you may not want to do. I mean, Uber and Lyft wasn't like the biggest back then. You don't know friends who Uber and Lyft. You know, that wasn't the thing that we were doing on the side, but I was Ubering and Lyfting. How did you feel about this? Were you ashamed to tell people that you Ubered and Lyft? Because I was like feeling low key, like, I'm not going to tell nobody I do that. But then I got over it. But how were you about that particular job?
Initially, I was, because it's like, you just came from having a salary. Yeah. You got a college degree.
Yeah.
All of that. But then you have to say to yourself, like, nobody else is going to do this for me. This is I got bills. Plus, I'm trying to, you know, build this company, and it's the only way that I'm going to be able to do it. So if I can make money, I'm going to make money.
Right.
And for me, Uber was convenient. It was like I could control my hours. You know, I could work all night if I wanted to.
Right.
And so to me, it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It was a blessing to me. So
I definitely agree that. That helps. When you quit a job, I mean, if you have a vehicle, this is the plug. We're telling you, we're living proof that it's helpful. He invested in his company, and he has a company. You know, so I don't want anybody to, you know, get in your way of feeling uncomfortable about maybe starting at McDonald's. I know those jobs that people make you feel like, really? You're doing that after you came from this? Like, it makes you feel very uncomfortable, very insecure about your situation. But if you know where you want to go, no one should stop you. And everybody's always going to have something to say. Even when you are working at the top firm, and it doesn't matter. People are always going to have things to say. So being able to combat that and just continuing to grind and get what you have to get, that is like the key to life.
One thing that I religiously tell people is like, nobody is really thinking about you the way that you think they are. Like, social media gives us this idea that everybody is paying attention to our life and everybody is concerned with everything that's going on with us, and it can build insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, everybody has a life going on. Everybody has their bills they got to worry about.
Right.
When they go to sleep at night, 9 times out of 10, unless something like major happened, nobody is thinking about you. So when you lock that kind of mind state into your head, you can do anything.
That was fun, because that was one of my questions. See, that's cool. You see how that works? You know, just get talking, and I don't even have to ask that now. So that's the advice that he would give to you. At the end of the day, nobody's thinking about you, okay? So live your life. Do what you have to do. Go after your dreams. Don't worry about it. So now that we are, you know, at this stage where your company is thriving and you're getting more clientele and you're getting noticed, what was a point where you felt like, I could be doing better, or a point you felt like you failed yourself or your company? What was a very tough time, a challenge that you had to get through throughout this process?
I could say that when it started rolling and I was getting back to back to back caterings, and I was like, oh man, this is really taking off, and you know, I can be a little bit more comfortable now. You know? And then you hit a wall and you don't get a catering for 2 months. You know, it's those type of situations. And you really have to, one, have a good savings, because the food business, it fluctuates. You know, 1 minute you could have a steady stream of clientele, and then the next you could be dry. It could be,
right,
you know. So I think that the thing is that my mom always tells me, just keep thinking. And whenever you hit like a wall, keep thinking, and new ways to generate revenue will come to you. So like I started doing food sales on the weekend, you know, to kind of supplement when catering slowed down, and that worked. So when you're trying to grow a business and it's your baby, you have to find a way, no matter what. Like you have to just keep pounding. Also, there's gonna be times where you have money, and then there's gonna be times where you go flat broke. Like there's festivals that I've participated in, and then I've invested thousands of dollars in, and then you know, South Florida with the bipolar weather, almost like hurricanes for the whole event,
right?
And you don't even break even,
right?
So it's just being dedicated and understanding that you're gonna take some losses. I lose way more than I win. I know a lot of people on social media, we post all of the wins,
right?
But I actually need to start posting my losses.
Like, yeah, for real.
Just to be transparent and be real. Like you in business, you lose a way more than you know you're gonna win all the time.
But right,
it's worth it, and then if you just keep focused and keep going with it.
Okay, so now that we talked about kind of like the business, you know, ups and downs and the failures that the walls that you run into. So I'm getting personal. So what do you feel like you struggle with internally? And after you tell us that, what is the solution that you feel like you've started, or is it no longer, you know, something that's holding you back? Like, have you gotten a hold of what it is?
I think the biggest thing for me is like procrastination. That's always been like my number one hindrance. Maybe a little bit of laziness too, but procrastination. Like if I know I have something due in 3 weeks, I'll be like, okay, I got time. I keep telling myself this in my head, you know. But I think a good way to combat that is to let people around you know what's going on, so they can like kind of hold you accountable for it, like light that fire. Like then you tell me you have a catering or you have this event that's coming up, and tell people who have your best interests at heart.
Don't just tell
anybody, but allow them to help you keep yourself accountable. And then outside of that, just I try to get ahead of the curve. Like if I know I have this catering, I'll go get the food, maybe not that week, maybe the week before, just so I can have it. So in case anything happened, because something always happens.
Right.
It always does. I have it and I can start prepping without saying, I gotta go shop for the food, then prep, and then packaging. It gets crazy.
Right. Is there a quote other than, they're not thinking about you, is there a quote that you feel like keeps you going? Because I know I heard you say a lot that your mom always tells you to continue to think, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's great advice for every entrepreneur, for every person going after their dreams, you know, continue to think. But is there a specific quote or something that you tell yourself to get by that you can, you know, give to the people so that they can feel the extra push?
Most definitely. For me, it's find your happy. And over, I say like the past 2 years, I've been really trying to reinforce that with myself. Whether it's relationships, whether it's school, your job, whatever you're doing, you're gonna get the best results when you're happy is doing what you love.
True.
If you don't feel connected to it or there's no passion behind it, it's 9 times out of 10 it's gonna fail. So I say find your happy. If you're in a toxic relationship, get out. If you are not happy with your job and there is an opportunity for you to quit, you know, and still be able to maintain, walk away. Because at the end of the day, you only have one life. You don't want to live with any regrets. And the thing is, with the way things are today, you can always leave a job, try, and if you fail, you can always get another job. That's the biggest thing.
Same thing. Look,
that's the biggest thing.
Jobs aren't going anywhere, okay? Like, I specifically said that in one of my videos, and I said that because I had to tell myself that, right? So, you know, you get in these moments of kind of like, I don't know, like you're self-attacking. That's what I feel like it really is. Like, you're going through the list of everything that you could have done, you should have done when the time presented itself, and then you did it, and now then you think about other people. Like, you get so wrapped up, right? And finding your happy is super important, but knowing that if you try and you fail, okay, cool, but there's always another solution. Like, it's not the end. So stop treating everything like it's the end. And I'm super dramatic, and I have a tendency to do that. But it's cool, because I'm working through it, and I feel like at this point, I have realized, look, you're not going to win every time. And you just need to be consistent and find exactly what it is that you really want to do, because it's going to show, and it's going to fail. So maybe you need to fail a couple of times to figure out what it is, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, fail sometimes to figure out what is your triumphant moment? What is exactly it is that you want to do? So I thank you so much for, you know, coming and talking to the people, and please support, okay? Because at the end of the day, we need each other, and we all love food. I just feel like, you know, like, and I just tried his lemon cake, and if you're a cake person, you know the cake that's like super moist? Like, it's like the perfect cake, and it's like, you will probably end up eating the whole entire thing if you don't slow down. That's how the lemon cake tastes. So I'm just saying, that was a plug for the lemon cake. And I just really appreciate you for being here.
No problem. It's an honor. And like I said, I'm super proud of you for this platform that you're providing for young entrepreneurs and millennials, and especially for black millennials entrepreneurs.
You know, yes.
There's not many outlets for us.
Yeah.
So I much respect to you for that. And I know this is going to be successful. Y'all support her. If y'all know any business owners, refer.
Plug. Hey, listen to the man. Hey, he's going to leave all his information to his company right after this. So please stay tuned. Don't leave. If you need any of his information, it's going to be at the end of the video. So you have to watch the end of the video. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you. My name is Kenny Lawrence, owner and chef at Food Friends Catering. If you have any special events coming up, from weddings, baby showers, birthday parties, and you need catering services, please hit me up at foodfriendcatering@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at foodfriendsllc, or you can search my name, Kenny Lawrence, on Facebook. We are working on a website, so that's coming soon, but those are the platforms that you can find me on right now. Thank you.